The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I feel really bad for Alex, the guy who's on the phone to do a second date update today. I feel really bad for him.
Why?
Because he's never going to be able to listen to this song the same ever again.
I'm on tonight, you know my hopes don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's fine. Do you know that?
Because he was lied to by some hips.
Yeah, they were.
If you missed the first part of today's second date update, we talked to Alex about the girl that he wants to call. He said he was originally attracted to her on the dance floor at the club because her hips would not stop looking at him and moving in his general direction, and he felt so compelled by her hips that he had to talk to her. They danced for a little while. They went back to his place. He said everything was going smoothly except his roommate was home, and he feels like his roommate might have ruined his chances with this girl because she had to leave, and that's the last that he's heard from her. So he got lied to by some hips.
Did you talk to your roommate about that night?
I did, and, you know, nothing came up. Like, it just seemed normal, so I don't know.
Okay, so they didn't take blame for it or apologize?
No, because it seemed like there was nothing to apologize for.
Weird.
Okay, so we'll get her on the phone and find out what went wrong. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is Tiffany there?
This is she.
Hey, Tiffany, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm okay. Who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, okay. I don't know it.
First, I thought maybe you were familiar
I thought so
with
too.
Who yeah. I was and who we were, but I guess not.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Is this going to take long?
No, it shouldn't, actually. I just kind of have one question to ask you, and then we can let you go about your business.
Okay, if it's quick, that's fine.
Okay, it's about a guy named Alex that you recently went out on a date with.
What?
It's a guy named Alex that you met at the club, and then you went back to his house?
The Penguin? Maybe that rings a bell?
Yeah. Okay, what?
Okay, so Alex emailed us because he really liked you, but he says that you're not answering any of his phone calls or text messages, so he thought maybe we could get you on the phone and find out if something went wrong the night that you guys met.
Yeah, it was a really weird night, yeah.
Okay. Why? His description of it made it sound pretty normal.
You mean you actually, like, spoke with him?
Yeah, he told us all about your date. Well, I guess it's not really, like, a date, but he told us all about the night that you guys met.
Okay.
I mean, everything he said was nice. He said that you guys seemed to have a good connection. You laughed a lot, and then you went back to his place, and then you left, and that's the last that he's heard from you.
Yeah. It's so weird. Okay, I thought he was really sweet. After the club, I was kind of shocked with everything else that happened.
What he told us, it sounded pretty tame.
What he told you about his roommate, right?
Yeah, he said that the roommate was there, and he feels like that killed the vibe.
It ruined everything. Yeah.
No, it was
why is this? I mean, that shouldn't be that big of a deal, right?
No, it was actually one of the most uncomfortable things the most uncomfortable situation I've ever been in.
Why?
Everything was fine. First of all, I didn't know he had a roommate, but like, whatever, like a lot of people do. So when we started to go there, he told me his roommate shouldn't be home, but then she was.
Okay. So it was a female.
Yeah, female, but it wasn't, oh my God, I can't believe he didn't tell you this. Okay. It was his ex-wife.
Wait, what?
Oh!
His roommate is his ex-wife? Is that what you've just said to us?
Yeah.
He lives with his ex-wife. He didn't tell us that at all. He just said my roommate.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said to me too, is his roommate. And then she came into the room, was like talking or whatever. He goes to get us a beer, and she was, like, looking at me weird. I don't know. And that's when I asked her, like, how long have you guys been roommates? How long have you known him? And that's when she was like, yeah, we were married for 2 years, and now we've been divorced for 3 months.
Oh, my God.
They've only been divorced for 3 months?
Wow. 3 months.
I mean, wow. I kind of get it. Like, you're living with somebody, you get divorced, it's hard to move out. But why the hell are you bringing women back to your place if you're still living with your ex-wife?
Exactly.
It's because she said she wasn't going to be there, and then she was.
Oh. Hey, Tiffany, I should let you know that Alex is on the phone.
Are you kidding me right now?
No.
Hi, Tiffany. I'm so sorry that this happened. It's like a total misunderstanding.
I don't think so.
I think it's very understandable.
How is it a misunderstanding that it's your ex-wife?
Like, that's pretty easy to understand.
Yeah, kind of cut and dry.
Yeah, we have an agreement, you know? It's not a big deal. Like, she's totally more of a roommate than an ex at this point, you know? It's been a while.
3 months.
3 months.
It's been all 3 months that you've been divorced.
Well, yeah, we got divorced just 3 months ago, but the marriage was over way before that.
Oh.
Right. Well, maybe you should have told us that your roommate was your ex-wife. We might have known
what the problem was.
I think it's the fact that it was a female is what the major problem was.
No, I mean, no,
that is actually not the issue. The issue is that you are living with your ex-wife and you're inviting other females to come over, and that is not okay.
I understand where you're coming from, but her and I have an agreement, and we'll text each other when we're coming home, and we'll clear out, and that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Like a normal roommate.
So wait.
Yeah, sort of.
It obviously didn't work very well if she hung around and then told your lady friend that you brought over that you guys were married at one
exactly.
point.
Exactly.
She never should have said that in the first place. It's against the rules of our agreement.
Oh!
So she broke the rules, and that's why you got screwed out of this date.
It's her fault.
Can I say one other thing?
Sure.
When he was going to get the beer and I was, like, left in the room with her, I heard him whisper to her, now that I understand the circumstances, he whispered to her, hey, you have to sleep on the couch tonight.
Oh,
and I did not understand what that meant. Well, obviously now I do.
Sleep together.
Are you kidding me? You guys are still sharing a bed?
It's a one bedroom.
Oh.
We bought the place a long time ago, and we're just, you know, we're kind of stuck with it for a little while. It's not a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a huge deal.
We do sleep in the same bed, but we have a body pillow that we put between us.
Oh, you know? All right. Yeah, it's all good.
It's like a bumper.
You know, exactly. I've never done anything with anybody I've been in a bed with if there's a body pillow between us. Completely blocks it.
It does work. It works.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Great.
Tiffany, what are you worried about? He's got a body pillow between his ex-wife, who is his roommate now. Would you like to go on a second date with him?
Yeah.
We will pay for it.
No, I don't think so. No.
Why?
No
That's
way.
So shocking that you don't want to go out with somebody that sleeps with their ex-wife every night.
Right? It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. You have too high of standards, Tiffany.
Well, it's your loss because, I mean, nowadays life is complicated and people are stuck in different homes, like, after the recession. It's just the way it is.
Reception.
Yeah, that's the way it is, Tiffany.
That's
look,
the way it is.
Tiffany,
yeah.
If you want to be successful in the dating world, you're going to learn that you're going to have to date men who are living with their wives, current or ex.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com